This is Patricia Benjamin. This is the Arts Patricia Show, and you're listening to RUAC Radio. And highly fabulous. You're listening to the Arts Patricia Show here on RUAC Radio. How you all doing? More music coming your way.
Give me today my daily bread. Help me to walk alone ahead. Though I walk through the darkest valley, I will feel no love. Up this morning with my mind. might or may not. Hey, the map of your palms, the tempo you beat, you're all that you got. Yay, the bad days may come, the lover may leave, the winter may not. Hey, the map of your palms, the tempo you beat, you're all that you got.
Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Thank you so much, Jamila Woods, there with Holy. And there's just a classic line in that song. She says, I am alone, but I'm not lonely. Now, how much does that resonate, particularly with today's times where many of us are alone? Some of us are experiencing loneliness, but this is just a wonderful way to reframe, to change your perspective in a situation. You're listening to The Ask Patricia Show here on Ruach Radio, and I'm wanting to really inspire you and motivate you just for life today. Not necessarily about your business, although if you're inspired about your life, it will spill over into your business. But wanting to inspire and really motivate you today on the show. I hope you all had an amazing, fantastic weekend. Mondays always used to be my favorite day, but now I have three favorite days. I find it hard to separate them. I'm loving Mondays because I get to do this show and I get to share on the Ask Patricia Show here on Rec Radio. So I love it. So that's got to be up there. But I'm also loving Sundays afternoons, because I have this new little project that I have called Self-Care Sundays, and that goes out live around 9 p.m. London time. And I think yesterday may have been my fifth session out. I had a glorious time, really amazing, and I loved the interaction with the viewers, people who checked out the show. Self-Care Sundays is exactly that. It is self-care, taking care of you. And although it's called Self-Care Sundays, it's self-care every day, but we check in on a Sunday just to see how we're doing. It's like checking on a friend. Are you taking care of yourself? What did you do? What works for you? Because you might find somebody else is coping, somebody else might not be coping. And it's just sharing ways, things that work for you, things that work for me. And perhaps you may want to try something that I found useful, and vice versa. So I'm loving Sundays so much. When I get off that Facebook Live, I just feel really energized, so energized. It's just a good thing. And I always look at how I feel, because that tells me if I'm in the right place, if I'm doing the right thing, if something lifts me up, if it boosts me, if it does something for my spirit, I know that I'm in the right place. And if I'm doing something that is very neutral, doesn't do anything very much for me, or conversely, actually is very negative, I know that I need to change my situation. I need to change my environment. I know it's not for me. But when I'm doing the shows on a Monday, for Ask Patricia show, when I'm doing self-care Sundays, it does something for my spirit. I feel bigger. When I say I feel bigger, I feel as though I'm growing inside, you know, like it's doing something for me. Even though I'm giving out, even though I'm sharing, even though I'm releasing something from within me, I actually feel I'm getting so much more. So I know that's my place of blessing. It's wonderful. So I love Sundays and I love Mondays. And I'm also loving Fridays. I do the Ask Patricia Show, the podcast, which is a visual podcast, which you can check out. Fridays, it's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think that's midnight UK. So for you late night owls, it's perfect. If you're not a late night owl, because it's on Facebook, you can check it out at any other time during the week. Just go to Ask Patricia Show on Facebook. You will find it there. All right. So I'm feeling good. And I really hope, ladies and gents, because I know you guys like to listen to, that you are feeling in a good space. And if you're not, we're going to talk about that too. Because what I'm finding more and more, as I listen to people, that we are all going through and have gone through this pandemic. And it's the only time I'm going to mention that word, the P word. We're all going through it in different ways. Some of us are just thriving. We're getting on with life. We're making progress. Some of us are marking time. Some of us are really just hanging on. And so I want to share some ways that you can cope and maintain your wellness and your well-being, because it's important. Let me tell you, it is important. And so we can make like general efforts to maintain a positive well-being. And so even when there are stress factors, because let's be honest, there are stress factors that are really having an impact on a lot of us. And sometimes we may be having a difficult day, and sometimes situations may seem harder to cope with than other times. And that's when our coping skills have to come to the fore. Many of us talk about life skills, but life skills needs to include coping skills. So that when things are happening, when life is throwing us lots of lemons, that our wellness doesn't pay the price. But it does mean that we have to be intentional. It does mean we have to be specific, specifically or especially when, you know, we're facing hardship. Some of us may be facing, say, financial hardship if we've lost our jobs, or it may be emotional hardness, difficulties, finding it very uncomfortable the way we are having to live our lives. Because let's be honest, we are social beings, and social interaction is very much part of life. And when that's been put to a minimum, it's going to be tough. You know, if you haven't seen your parents, if you haven't seen your grandparent, they haven't seen their grandchildren, that is not nice at all. It's not good. Difficult decisions for so many of us. And sometimes we can't see friends because maybe they're not in our bubble. It's not easy. Let's just be honest. It's not easy at all. And so we have to, as much as we can, be intentional about taking care of our well-being. Now, there's lots of things that we can do. I've got a list here of 100. I know I will not go through the whole 100, but I'm just going to pick out a few. Well, I'm going to try and pick out as many as I can in the hour, because there are going to be some that you can do. There's going to be some that that resonate. You think, yeah, I'm going to try that. And there'll be some that you don't connect with. So I'm going to try and share as many as possible. And perhaps ones that I have tried myself, I will share my own experience of that. Now, the first thing this list gives me is attend a concert. Well, as you know, we can't go to concerts anymore, But our beautiful musicians and artists and creatives have been finding ways to bless us with their gift. And we've been having lots of virtual concerts. We've all seen them online. We've seen them on Instagram. And, you know, we've been able to check out our favorite singers online because they are still connecting to us, which is beautiful. And I would encourage you to perhaps, if you haven't so far, attend some of these events. On Friday, I went to an event called A Songversation, and that was with India RE, and it was great. She was talking about a very classic album, Acoustic Soul, which most of you may know if you're familiar with India RE. And what was great about it, it wasn't a concert per se, like she wasn't playing song after song after song. It was talking about her journey. It was talking about the songs, how they came to life, how she gave birth to them, the whole situation, the journey behind it, and what she was going through, what influenced or inspired the writing of the songs. And what's so nice is that you begin to feel that you know her. You begin to feel, right, I understand this woman a bit more. It was actually really, really interesting and exciting. So that was a great way for me to enjoy India RE in a different way, more so than just her songs, because I can put on her songs at any time, can't I? But actually having conversations, asking questions, listening to what she had to say, feeling that I knew her was a really nice feeling. And just because it was on Zoom, is it Zoom? Yes, it's Zoom, isn't it? You know, you can literally see her. It's like a face-to-face. Even though there's hundreds of people on, it's just her. It feels very intimate. It's actually quite nice. So attending a concert, you can do that online. Think about that. This one, the next suggestion that I've got here is to bake. Now, I am not a baker, but when I think back when I was in school, I always used to make this sponge cake that I was very good at doing. And I haven't made that in a long time. So I'm actually thinking I might bake a cake. Haven't done that for decades, literally decades. But I think I will bake a cake. Now, are you somebody who bakes or who used to bake? Would that be something you'd like to try again? Why not try baking a cake? Yeah. I'm fancying it already. I'm going to make a list of things that I need of ingredients because I haven't baked for so long. It's quite likely I don't have all the stuff, but that's interesting for me to do. And it may be interesting for you to do is to bake, especially with Easter coming up as well. Definitely good. Right, so the next suggestion of something that I can do to maintain positive well-being is to breathe deeply. Now, this one, you know, I am just going to be all over it because I've been sharing, and if you've been listening to any of my lives, deep breathing for me has been like a revolution. Just the power of breath. And because it is the breath of life, isn't it? And you realize that most of the time we're not breathing properly. We breathe very shallow, just from our chest. It's really needs to be from the diaphragm. Your breath has to go right down and oxygenate all of your organs. And the thing is, it does something for you mentally. It does something for you emotionally. It can actually change your mood. You know, when we're nervous, we find that we breathe quicker. Or when we're afraid, we breathe quicker. You know, it actually changes your physicality. But you can actually calm yourself down. You can actually lessen anxiety. You can de-stress by deliberately slowing down your pace of breathing. And I have learned to breathe in very deeply through my nostrils, take a deep breath, and I'll sometimes count it out, maybe a count of 6 or a count of 8. But it'll be a deep breath and really fill my lungs. And then I'll hold it for maybe 2 or 3 seconds, just hold it there, and then I will just release it. And we know that as we breathe out, we're breathing out toxins, we're breathing out that carbon dioxide, we're breathing out that exhalant, and really causing our body to regenerate and to bless. I use the word bless because I am blessing my body. I'm doing something good and I feel it. And it's so interesting that even after I've taken maybe 5 minutes of doing specific deep breathing, breathing in through my nose and bringing it out through the mouth very deliberately, just 5 minutes of that, it does something. It's just very calming. You know, I don't know whether you've tried the power of breathing deliberately. Try it if you haven't. Give it a go, because I find deep breathing, it's for me, it's been life-changing, and I have incorporated it with essential oils. I love essential oils. If I just want to relax, I will use something like lavender. You're probably all very familiar with lavender. I also use frankincense. It's very relaxing as well. If I'm really wanting to focus, just help me maintain focus. If I'm writing, for example, I will use something like clary sage, or I will use eucalyptus. Eucalyptus seems to clear my passages, my nasal passages. It just makes me feel very clear in my head. It's a good feeling. But there's so many different types of essential oils. You know, you can use rose oil. That's very beautiful too. Jasmine at the moment is my top one. I love jasmine. If you ever get the chance, get some jasmine essential oil. Just need a couple of drops, put it in the diffuser, and you automatically just want to smile. It just makes me smile. It's just like you walk into the room, you just inhale this beautiful smell, and it's healing. Yeah, it's very healing. I have found myself investigating things that I hadn't investigated in the past. Like essential oils, I've been into that for the last 10 years. It's around 2009. I'm very interested in essential oils, and I've been looking into them. And I've also got quite interested in crystals, because I wasn't that interested before. But you know when God is drawing your attention to something, because many times things are used in a wrong way, but it also means they can be used in a right way. There is the righteous real. And I found that the crystals that he's created, we know everything in the earth was created to give him glory. Everything was created for divine purpose. There's nothing in the earth that's here that hasn't got a divine purpose. And so sometimes things have to be reclaimed where they've been used in wrong ways. You can reclaim them, but you have to have knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And the Bible says to get understanding and to get wisdom. They are the principal things. It's so, so important. So I've been using rose quartz. Has been very beautiful to use. Not only just nice to look at, but I've understood that they actually store energies. And when I say energy, it's like the properties that they have. So like essential oils, yes, it's an oil that's come from a plant, but it's not just an oil. It has healing properties within it. So you might use rosemary for your hair, for example, because it's very good and it does create the environment for your hair to grow healthily. So we would use rosemary oil as opposed to, say, frankincense. So there's different usage for different oils. Well, it seems as though the properties of crystals are different as well. I'm not as well versed in it, because I've only just started to look into it properly. But rose quartz is one that I love, and rose quartz holds the energies of love. And so for me right now, when we're talking about self-care and self-love, that's a beautiful crystal to have. In fact, I've got a face roller. Some of you that may use like a roller to put like cream on your face, or really oils. You really want to use like a serum. So if you're with your beauty care, your skin care, you put the oil on your face and then you get the roller to just roll it in. And the experience of using it just makes you feel loved. It makes you feel beautiful. It's just a wonderful feeling. So I've got a rose quartz roller that I use just to rub in the oil, the serum in onto my face. It's a lovely experience. If you haven't used it, I would say use it. I've never tried it before, but during this time, I'm just expanding and just learning more things. So breathing deeply and adding to that the essential oils, it's just beautiful. Now, one other suggestion they have here is to call a helpline. And yes, there's nothing wrong with calling. If you need specific help, don't sit there and feel as if everything's overwhelming you, but instead call for help. They're definitely there. Go online, the help is there. You're listening to Ruach Radio here on... You're listening to, rather, the Ask Patricia Show here on Ruach Radio.
Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. I'm saying ever since the first day, I never wanted this to end. This was love at first sight. Yeah, love at first sight. When everything was going wrong, you made it all right. Told me I'm better, better than I knew. Now you help me do all things in you. Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. Love so incredible, never want it to end. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody. Gotta tell everybody that you are the greatest and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. Just ask my friends, they know. When it comes to you, I'm sold. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Not talking about pics on the gram, but where you leave me, I'ma follow. Anywhere you go, I don't really care. Cause anywhere you're not, I don't wanna be there. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. I feel this love in my soul. And I just wanna let the world know that I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody that you are the greatest and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. Bless up. I can't hide that I like you. No one like, no one like, no one like you. And you make me come alive, and I feel like I can fly. Brought me so far, that's a fact, and I'm never going back. Let's stay together, let's stay together. I wanna bless up, I wanna bless up. Talking about bless up, talking about bless up. I wanna know you, I wanna know you. Know you better, know you better. Come on, let's bless up. Talking about bless up, talking about bless up.
Love this song. That's by the very fabulous Corinne Hawthorne there with Bless Up. You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show here on Ruach Radio, here to inspire you and helping you maintain positive well-being, especially during these times. Going through my list of 100 ways to cope. I know I'm not going to get through 100, but I'm going to get through quite a few this afternoon or this evening, whenever you're listening to the show. All right, so one of the suggestions that we have here is this: make a positive playlist. Well, I'm all about that. I've got so many playlists, to be honest with you. I've got loads of playlists. Now, have you taken the time and the trouble to create a playlist so that you don't have to sit down and, okay, let me think what I'm going to put on, but you've actually got a music playlist that has got its own mood? You know, like I've got a playlist that I use when I'm in the gym. I can't wait till the gyms open up again. One that's really upbeat, very energetic, gets me going, got positive words, gets me like, yeah, I'm going to do this, I can do this, you know, just ignoring all the pain in my body. I've got a playlist for that. I've got a playlist when I'm walking on the street. That's another separate list. And sometimes my playlists are not always musical. Sometimes they're like, motivational podcast, you know? I will listen to that if I'm going for a walk. Sometimes I just want to hear something that's, it is uplifting, but not necessarily with music. It can just be words that are helping me to stay focused, helping me to stay inspired and to stay motivated. So I have different types of lists. And then you've got lists that you may have when you just want to relax, basically, just want to relax. So they're much more laid back. I have a lot of music that's in the 528 hertz, that frequency. So they're not necessarily got words with them. It's just a particular sound that for me really changes the environment. And especially when I'm praying as well, sometimes I use the 528 frequency music, and that's what we call the love frequency or the God frequency. And what I find, it reminds me of when I'm singing in the spirit, and particularly when it's corporate, when you're in church and everyone's singing in the spirit, you have a particular sound that comes. We all seem to get into that realm together. It has a frequency, it has a sound, it has that environment. The 528 for me is that sound. So I will often have it on when I am praying. Sometimes when I'm going for a prayer walk as well, I'll have that sound, because then I can actually pray while that music is going on, that sound is there. So you can have playlists for different situations, different times. So create some playlists if you don't have any at the moment. Really, really a good idea. So another suggestion that they have here is, let me pick one out, is to journal. Now, I journal, but I don't do it religiously. In other words, I don't do it every day and every night, but I do it when I'm inspired. Like 2-3 days ago, I was just feeling a sense of gratefulness, just a sense of everything around me. I just said, Lord, just thank you. You're just doing things for me. You are making a way for me. You're providing for me. I can just feel that around me. You know, we just feel, it's a feeling almost of security. It's like when someone has their arms around you, you know, that loved one. It could be your dad. Like, you know, if you imagine being a small child and your dad has his arm around you, that's one of the safest places that we feel. We feel, dad's with me, dad's got his arms around me. I am perfectly safe. I'm perfectly secure. It was that kind of feeling. There was no sense of worry or stress. It was a great feeling, and I wanted to engage that feeling. I wanted to engage that situation. I wanted to spend some time in it. And for me, one way of captivating it, of encapsulating it, was to sit down and just write out my feelings and just really letting that flow. And that's where journaling is just so wonderful. So if you don't journal, that might be a way that it can work for you. You might find it useful. So think about journaling as a way to maintain a positive well-being. So the other thing you can do, which it gives me here is do something nice for someone else. So who can you be a blessing to? What can you do? What could you do that somebody would really appreciate, that you know they're not expecting it? It would just be out of the blue. Even if you think, oh no, I can't visit people, I can't see them, what could you send them? What gift could you arrange to be sent? Or what could you arrange to be done for them? You know, try to be as imaginative as possible. What can you do for somebody that you know would make their day? Now, that actually is really great. Think of what you can do to make somebody's day. That actually is good for you too. Just doing something nice for somebody also blesses you. So think of that too, and think of how you can make that work for you. Another suggestion that it has here is call an old friend. Yes, call an old friend, someone that you haven't spoken to for a while, but somebody that you find really funny, you have good memories together. You think, oh, I wonder how so-and-so did. Let me give her a ring. She will probably just really, really appreciate it. I remember it was my birthday on Thursday gone. And thanks all, by the way, for all of you who sent in birthday wishes. I really thank you for that, for remembering me. That was very sweet. And it made me feel good. Yes. One of the ladies who commented on my Facebook page was somebody that I've known since I was 6 or 7. She put a comment on my Facebook page and gave me happy birthday wishes. And I thought, oh my God, I've known this lady since I was like 6. I won't say how many years ago that was, but over 50 years. I know, I'm pretty old, yeah? So it's like, oh wow, I'm going to have to connect with her. Just have a proper chat and say, hey, what's going on? How's life? What are you doing? Who can you catch up with? Who would it be really exciting to reconnect? I mean, this is a situation where you can just make things work for you. You're listening to the Ask Patricia Show here on Rurek Radio. fantastic song. Let's go with Pele there with Closer. Listen to her. I feel closer to my dreams. Now, I love that. One of the ways that I've been given here on this list of 100 ways to cope and to maintain positive well-being, one of the suggestions is create an affirmation. Yes, it is. So one of the affirmations I've decided to create, because I think it's fantastic. But before I created an affirmation, it made me think of my book, 28 Days to Love, because I've got sections in there where I've got lots of affirmations. One of the ones that I wrote down, let me read a few. I am good enough. I speak to myself with love and respect. I treat myself with compassion. I approve of myself. I accept myself. I love all of me, including my strengths and my flaws. I am ready to be my authentic and true self. I let go of the judgments of others. I let go of comparisons and blame and anger towards others. I am free. I am whole. I am complete. I love my life. I am powerful. I love all of me and I think I'm amazing. Yes. Those are all powerful words and they are all filling my cup. They are filling my cup. They're filling my love tank. If you've read the 5 love languages, you know all about the love tank. Sometimes our love tank is empty because we're not getting any love, not only from others, we're not getting any love from ourselves. So filling my love tank includes saying affirmations, positive affirmations over myself. And that's something that you can do. You can create an affirmation over your own life. So, so important. And it's something that you can do. So if you haven't done any affirmations, you've never created them before, why not try them right now? Another suggestion that I have on my 100 ways to cope and to maintain positive well-being is set a goal. Now, this is something that I've definitely been doing. Have you been setting goals? Yeah, because when we set goals, it means we're looking for the future. We have a plan for the future. We have an expectation. We still have vision. We're still going forward. I have created more goals and I've actually decided to become more bold with them. You know, they're not like safe goals. No. I'm not trying to be safe anymore. I'm not trying to be reasonable anymore. I'm trying to be more unreasonable. I'm trying to be a little bit more risky. I'm trying to come out even more of my comfort zone. In fact, I want to be in the stretch zone. Yeah. So are you in the stretch zone? Are you stretching yourself or are you still setting goals that are comfortable? Goals that you know don't require that much of you. You know you can do them. It's well within you. Why not try a goal that stretches you? Why not try a goal that takes you out of what you know? Why not go for something like that? Yes. So setting goals and creating affirmations, I think, is perfect. You're listening to The Arts Patricia Show here on Rulak Radio.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you got the love I need to see me through. We'll be right back.
Classic there by Candy Staton. You got the love. Now, come on, we've all gone through times when, as she says, the road gets too tough. What does she say? But you've got the love. You got the love that's going to see me through. I mean, for me, this is wonderful, you know, because no matter what is going on, I just look to God, you know, I look to Him because He is my light and He's my salvation. He is the strength of my life. He absolutely is. And when I remember that, when I meditate on that, when I think on those things, my heart is lifted, my spirit is lifted. I'm encouraged to go on because God has a plan for my life. Yeah, that's what He says in the Word. He says, I know my plans for you. I know my plans for you. Plans that give you a future. Plans that give you a hope. That have an expected end. And so I am not backing off. I am not backing down. Because God has a plan for my life. And you know He has a plan for your life as well. One thing that I've been sharing with those who listen in on a Sunday for the Sunday self-care is to keep your spiritual practice strong. Really try your best to keep it strong. But what I am also saying is to make it as comprehensive as possible. Yes, because there's different ways that you can engage with God. You can engage with God through His creation. You know, I remember, like I said, a couple of days ago, it was my birthday. I'm in Jamaica at the moment. So I thought, let me spend a few days at the seaside. So I went to Negril. Negril's beautiful. It's just miles and miles of white sand and beautiful, beautiful sea, emerald sea, aqua sea. It's just gorgeous. And sometimes just engaging with creation, you are engaging with God. You know, you look up into the sky and you just wonder at Him. You know, the scripture tells that the sky, that the firmament just declares His glory and it declares His beauty. It declares God, you know. I put my feet in the sand and you think of God's promise to Abraham that his descendants will be more than the sand. You think, how can that possibly be? And then you think of the greatness of God, you know. So even there, you are talking to God. You're not literally going into a room, bending on your knee, hands clasped together and talking to God. But you are engaging with Him through His creation. And it's wonderful. It's like when you look up at the sky at night and you see the moon and you see the stars and thinking, right? I mean, He has a name for all of the stars. That to me is already a miracle. I just think, how many stars are there? And God, how many names are there that you're going to have to come up with to give them all their own unique name? But He's done that. When I think of things like that, I'm just overwhelmed with God, actually. He overwhelms me. He overwhelms me. And then the things that I'm worrying about or thinking, oh my God, how am I going to do with this? It just fades into nothingness because this great and marvelous and wonderful God, the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness, yes, that's who he is. That God becomes so real to me every single time, just looking up into the sky, whether at the day, whether at night, whether I'm on the beach enjoying the coolness of the breeze, just the water in my toes, the sand on my feet. Just engaging with his creation makes me feel close to God. And I'm encouraging you just to find as many ways as you can to engage with the Creator, to engage with your Father, because he is everywhere present at the same time. You know, wherever we go, he's right there. And not just there in a sense of, oh, well, we know he's there academically, but he's there in a real way. And you can engage with him everywhere, but in a different way. Yeah, because even when I talk about the essential oils and I breathe it in, I breathe in, say it's eucalyptus or the jasmine, I'm always filled with goodness. And I'm just so grateful how God made the world, how he made it. Not only us as human beings are fearfully and wonderfully made. Just creation is fearfully and wonderfully made. And we are all created to give him glory. We are created to give him worship. Every part of us glorifies God, and creation glorifies God. And so I feel that our spiritual practice right now, more than any other time, can come into its own, not out of fear. You know, I feel when this whole new timing that we're in because of the P word, pandemic, when that came in, lots of people are very fearful, thinking what's going on, the world is changing, is Jesus coming again, is it the tribulation? There's all this stuff going on. And what I'm encouraged to do is to engage with God, engage with his creation, but not out of fear, but out of his greatness, out of his limitlessness. He is wonderfully great, and he has so much for us. And he calls us higher. He calls us to come higher. He says, come up here, come up here. I've got lots of things to show you that you don't know about. So I am being very curious. I am being ferociously curious. I'm trying new things. I'm letting him lead me in new ways, because he says, behold, I do a new thing. And if I'm always going to keep doing things in the same old way, then I am limiting, absolutely limiting what he can do for me. Because I'm also thinking, okay, you know, I know what I'm doing, I've done this before, I know all about it, whereas God is actually trying to show me something new. So I really hope today that you have been encouraged, you come up with a few new things to do. Some things are really super simple, like I suggest at the beginning, try bake a cake if you haven't done one for years. I haven't baked a cake in decades, but I'm actually excited to try, and that's what I'm going to do. So be encouraged. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing week. And let's see what God will do. You've been listening to the Ask Patricia Show here on Rec Radio. I'll see you next time.